Good morning, this is Jasmine.
Jasmine, this is Denise Shields. You had
Hey,
just
Miss
called
Denise.
me.
Hey, did you get a chance to speak to your brother-in-law?
I did, and he has Medicare plus
Okay.
Blue Cross or something. He doesn't have Medicaid.
Okay, so do you want to put in a referral to see if he's eligible for Medicaid?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay. What's his first and last name, Miss Denise?
It's Terrence.
It's a T-E.
T-E-R-R. Yes, T-E-R-R-A-N-C-E.
And last name?
Shields. S-H-I-E-L-D-S.
And date of birth?
1-5. Okay, no. I don't know the year. He just turned 79 on the 5th, so...
I'm no good with math.
what about... I mean, 47, maybe? I think.
He's 47, you said?
No, he's 7... No, he's turned 79 on the 5th of this, just the other day. So I'm thinking 1947.
Let me use the calculator for this.
Yeah.
2026 minus, you say he's 79?
79, yes.
So what, 1947?
That's what I thought, yeah.
That's what you said, too.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What county does he reside in, Ms. Denise?
Delaware County.
Okay, and his home address?
Okay, I don't have the exact address, and it's in Aston. I have to get it. He lives in a trailer park in Aston, and I don't know the exact address. Can I get that for you?
Absolutely. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to check to see if he's ever been on services or ever was approved. Let me see, because if he ever was approved, it'll be so much easier just to submit it and get everything up and running for him.
I know.
Either way.
He... did something with I'm not home. I have it written down. I called somebody at a caseworker through, but it was under COSA. It was community something
health
services.
Choice. Community health choices.
I don't know. I have it written down at home. I'm not home. But if you look it up, maybe you'll see his name somewhere.
So Terrence, T-E-R-R-A-N-C-E, and Shields, is it with an S or without an S?
With an S.
And 1-5-1947, I don't see anything for him. That doesn't mean that he doesn't have it. It just means I cannot find him with the information you gave me.
Okay.
So I'm going to submit the referral anyway. Are you going to be his point of contact?
Yes.
Okay. And does he have a good number to reach, Mr. Terrence?
Yes. I'll get it for you. Hold on 1 minute.
Take your time. I'm also going to give you some information so we can call the broker and get him online for that in-home assessment and get him online for them to start the financials on him. Okay?
Okay. I can call you back with who I spoke to for the services, too, once I get home. I should I'll be home shortly. Wait a minute. I'm getting there. Okay, his mobile number is 484.
Okay.
361.
Mm-hmm.
2781. Now, if he is eligible for Medicaid, then he doesn't have to pay anything anymore.
He won't pay nothing.
No?
He won't pay nothing.
Yeah.
Medicaid will cover the whole thing, and it'll even pay a friend, family, or trusted loved one like yourself to do what you're already doing, running errands, calling people on his behalf, you know, making sure he's eating, you know, taking out his trash, doing dishes, cooking, cleaning, all of that. You could get paid to do that, Denise.
Yes.
All right?
That would be great. Okay, now when I get home,
when you get home,
some information.
Yes, I'm going to give you some information.
Let me call you back. Can you give it to me? Because if I have to write something down, I don't have anywhere to write it.
No. When you get home, you're going to call me.
Uh-huh.
I left you my number on your voicemail. Call me. I'm going to need his address. And then I'm going to transfer you over to the coordinator that's going to further assist you to placing the call to the broker to get her online for an assessment, okay?
Okay. And then I will talk to him, too, in the meantime.
Yep. In the meantime, let him know.
Somebody will call him.
No one's going to call him on from us until I hear back from him.
Okay.
All right? So you could call him and let him know that you are trying to get him some help at home, and you're going to be trying to get him onto home care services, okay, and Medicaid.
Okay. Great.
All right,
Ms. Denise. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Ms. Denise, what's your last name?
Shields. I'm Shields, too. I was married. His brother was my husband. He just passed in February.
Sorry to hear that.
My brother-in-law has never been married. He's been by himself his whole life. Now he's really by himself. So I'm kind of trying to
helping him. So Denise is D-E-N-I-S-E, correct?
Correct.
All right, Miss Denise, I look forward to assisting you. Call me, okay, once you get home.
I will. Thank you, Jasmine.
Thanks. Uh-huh, no worries. Bye-bye.